Shlishi, Vayihi kasher bo Yosef el Echov. And it was when Yosef came to his brothers, Vayavshitu es Yosef es kutantai, and they stripped of Yosef es kutantai his undershirt, es kesoines hapasim asher olov, and also the kesoines hapasim that was on him. They took off kutantai, referring to his undershirt, his shirt that was on his skin, and also they took off the kesoines hapasim, which was the beged that Yaakov gave him. Vayikachuhu, and they took him. Vayashlichu oisei habara, and they threw him into the pit. Vahabara reik ain't by mayim, and the pit was empty. There was no water in the pit. And Rashi asks, if it says the pit was empty, obviously there was no water in it. And Rashi says, based on a medrash, mayim ain't by. There was no water in the pit, but there was nechoshim va'akravim, snakes and scorpions. Rabban explains that obviously Reuven did not know about the nechoshim va'akravim in the pit, because Reuven's intention was to save Yosef, and he would have never thrown Yosef into a pit which he thought had nechoshim va'akravim. So it must be that Reuven did not know about these creatures inside the pit. Vayeshvu lecho lechem, and the brothers sat down to eat a meal. Vayisu einayim vayiru, and they picked up their eyes, and they saw, vihine, and behold, urchas yishma'elim, there was a caravan of Arabs, ba'o migilad, coming from the northeast, from Gilad, ugmalehem noisim, with their camels carrying nechois. According to one pshat in Rashi, it is a collection of besamim. According to Rashi's second pshat, which is Targum's pshat, it means wax, utsri, and sap from the katuf tree, valoit, and a root of an herb called loit. Hoylechim laharid Mitzrayim. They were heading to go down to Mitzrayim. They were going from the northeast, from Gilad, heading to the southwest Mitzrayim, and on their way, they were passing through Eretz Yisrael. Rashi asks, why is it necessary for the pasuk to tell us what these Yishma'elim were carrying? Who cares what they were carrying? And Rashi answers, it is to let us know the schar, the reward of tzaddikim. Because typically, Yishma'elim would carry foul-smelling besamim, itron and naft, which have a very bad smell. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Yosef to suffer with this foul smell. Therefore, these Yishma'elim were carrying sweet-smelling spices, nechois, tzri, and loit. The Mefarshim ask, do you think Yosef really cared what the smell of the caravan was, whether it was a good smell or a bad smell? Yosef's life was hanging before him. He was heading down to a strange country. He did not know what these Yishma'elim would do to him. Do you think he really cared what the smell of the caravan was? And the Mefarshim answer, that from here we see how exact HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his punishment. Yosef was mechuyev to be punished, to be sold as a slave to Mitzrayim. But part of his punishment was not to have a bad smell on his way down. Therefore, even though to Yosef it really would not have made such a difference, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so exact in his punishment that although he had to be a slave, it was not in his punishment to have a bad smell. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to do something different here, to cause these Yishma'elim to be carrying something that they usually do not carry, in order that the punishment should be exact for Yosef, not one drop more than he deserved. Vayomer Yehuda el Echov, and Yehuda said to his brothers, Ma betza, what monetary gain do we have, ki nareg es achinu, if we kill our brother, v'chisinu es domoy, and we conceal his death? L'chu v'nim karenu la Yishma'elim, let us go and sell him to the Yishma'elim. V'yodeinu al tehivoy, and our hands will not be on him. Ki achinu v'sarenuhu, because he is our brother, he is our flesh. Vayishmu echov, and the brothers accepted Yehuda's words. Although sometimes the word shama means to hear, to listen, but sometimes it means to accept. Over here the pasuk is saying vayishmu echov, the shvatim accepted Yehuda's word. Vayavru anoshim midyonim seichrim, and people from Midyon who were merchants passed by. Vayimshichu vayalu es Yosef min abar, and the shvatim pulled Yosef and brought him up from the pit. Vayimkuru es Yosef la Yishma'elim be'esrim kasef, and they sold Yosef to the Yishma'elim for 20 kasef. Vayoviu es Yosef mitzroimah, and they brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. Who is they referring to? Rashi explains it is referring to the Midjanim mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk. The Midjanim brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. Because when the Pasuk says, Vayavru Anoshim Midjanim, Seichrim, that people from Midjan who were merchants passed by, the Pasuk is telling us that Yosef was sold many times. The brothers sold Yosef to the Ishmaelim. The Ishmaelim sold Yosef to the Midjanim. And the Midjanim brought him down to Mitzrayim and sold him to Potiphar. Although Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha mentions a Medrash Agada who says that Pasim, Pei, Samach, Yud, Mem is hinting to the four times Yosef was sold, Pei, Potiphar, Samach, Seichrim, Yud, Yishmaelim, and Mem, Midjanim, which is mashma that Seichrim and Yishmaelim were two separate sales, and Rashi over here is learning Adnoshim, Midjanim, Seichrim is all one person, people from Midjan who were Seichrim. The Mizrahi explains that the Medrash Agada is arguing with the Pashup Shat that Rashi is saying over here. According to the Medrash Agada, we must learn the pasuk Vayavru Anoshim Midyanim Seichrim as if it's saying Anoshim Midyanim Viseichrim. First, Anoshim Midyanim passed by, and the Midyanim sold Yosef to the Seichrim, or the Seichrim sold Yosef to the Midyanim. But it was two separate sales. Rashi over here is going Kipshuta Shal Mikra, that Anoshim Midyanim Seichrim means people from Midyan who were Seichrim. Das Akenim Ibali Atosfis asks, how is it possible that such a good-looking person like Yosef was only worth 20 kesef, like the Pasuk says, Vayimkru es Yosef la Yishma'elim be'esrim kesef? He offers two terutzim. First of all, he says that maybe the pshat is not that the total sale was 20 kesef, but rather every single brother received 20 kesef, so the total was much more. Das Akenim says in other teretz, since Yosef was in the bar, surrounded by Nechoshim v'akravim, his face turned green from fear of these snakes and scorpions. And when he was removed from the bar, since his face was green, he looked ill and was not worth more than 20 kesef. What did the brothers do with the 20 kesef that they received from the Ishmaelim? Chazal tell us that they purchased shoes with this money. They learned this out from the Pasuk in Amos, Perek Bey's Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, Ve'evyoin avur na'alayim. The poor person was purchased for shoes, referring to Yosef, who was purchased for shoes with these 20 kesef. Vayoshev Reuven el abar. And Reuven returned to the pit. Vehine en Yosef babar. Yosef was not in the pit. Vayikras begodov. And Reuven ripped his clothing. We see from here that Reuven was not present by Mechiras Yosef. Where was he? Rashi offers two pshatim. Either every day another one of the Shvatim would return to Chevron to help Yaakov. This day was Reuven's turn, and he went back to Chevron, and therefore was not by the Mechira. Rashi's second pshat is that since Reuven was doing tshuva, he was Oisik besakoi uvetanisai, he was busy with his sackcloth and with his fasting, because he moved around the bed of Yaakov from Bila's tent to Leah's tent. Since he was doing tshuva and was busy with that, he was not around by the Mechira. Vayoshev Alechov, and Reuven returned to his brothers, Vayomar, and he said, Hayelet Einenu, the child is not here. Va'ani and I, Ono Aniva, where will I go to escape the pain of my father? Vayikhu es Ksonis Yosef, and they took the shirt of Yosef, Vayishchatu Seirizim, and they slaughtered a goat, Vayitpelu es Hakutoines Badom, and they dipped the shirt in the blood. Since a goat's blood is similar to human blood, therefore by dipping Yosef's kesoines in goat's blood, it would look as if Yosef was killed, and they will have an alibi that a chayaro achalosu, a wild beast, destroyed him. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says that we find throughout history that the Jews were accused with blood libels. The Goyim said that the Jews would kill Goyish children in order to take their blood and use it for matzahs. Although these accusations made absolutely no sense, throughout history, the Goyim would use this accusation in order to cause trouble for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan says that it could be that this is a punishment for what was done in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The Shvatim tried to trick Yaakov and slaughtered a goat and dipped the kesoines in the goat's blood in order to trick Yaakov into thinking that Yosef was killed by an animal. And because of this fooling of Yaakov with blood, the Yidden for many generations paid with the blood libels. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. And the pasuk continues, "Vayishalachu es kesonis hapasim," and the brothers sent messengers to bring the kesonis hapasim to Yaakov. Rashbam explains that these messengers would not say who sent them, but rather they said, "We found this kesonis hapasim on the road." Vayaviu, and they brought the kesonis hapasim el aviem to their father, to Yaakov. Vayomru, and the messengers said, "Zois matzonu, this is what we found. Hakerna, please identify hakesonis bincha hi imloi, if this is the shirt of your son or not." Vayakira, and Yaakov recognized it. Vayomer, and he said, "Kesonis bini, this is the shirt of my son. Chayaro achalosu, a wild animal consumed him. Toroif, Tairaf Yosef. Yosef was surely ripped apart." Rashi is bothered from the double lashon. Once the pasuk says Tarif Tairaf Yosef, Yosef was ripped apart, it's not necessary to say Chayaro Achalosu. Why did Yaakov have to say both? And Rashi says that it was Nitznitsa by Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh entered Yaakov with the words Chayaro Achalosu. He was referring to Ashes Potiphar, who in the future will start up with Yosef and try to be Mizana with him. Chayaro Achalosu, in the future a wild beast referring to Ashes Potiphar will try to consume Yosef. Vayikra Yaakov Simloisov, and Yaakov ripped his clothing. The Torah asks that we find in Pasuk Chavtes that Reuven also ripped his clothing. But over there it says Vayikra Es Begodov. Why over here does it say Vayikra Simloisov? He answers that Begodov is referring to the outer clothing, as opposed to Simloisov is referring to even the undergarments. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Simlosai Hi La'oroi. The Pasuk in Mishpatim says that Simla is used on the skin. So the Pasuk is saying over here, Vayikra Yaakov Simloisov, not only did Yaakov rip his outer clothing, but also his undergarments. Vayosem Sak B'Masnav, and he placed sackcloth on his loins. Vayis Abel Al-Benoi Yomim Rabin, and he mourned over his son Yosef for many years. Rashi says for 22 years. Since Yaakov was away from his father for 22 years, 20 years in Beis Lavan, and 2 years on the road, he was punished for those 22 years, and Yosef was away from him for 22 years. Yosef was sold at the age of 17. He became king in Mitzrayim at the age of 30. 7 years of plenty plus 2 years of hunger. When he was 39, Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. So we see that Yaakov and Yosef were apart from each other from the age when Yosef was 17 until he was 39. 22 years. In payment for the 22 years that Yaakov was away from his father Yitzchak. Vayokumu kol bonov v'chol benoisov l'nachmai. And all his sons and all his daughters arose to comfort him, to comfort Yaakov. Bonov referring to the Shvatim. Benoisov, Rashi brings down a machloikis. Either his daughters are referring to his actual daughters, because together with every Shevet was born a twin sister. Therefore, Benoisov is referring to Yaakov's daughters, the twin sisters of the Shvatim. Rashi in the second pshat learns that Benoisov are referring to his daughter-in-laws, the wives of the Shvatim, because a person calls his daughter-in-laws my daughter. Vayimoyin lisnachem, and Yaakov refused to become comforted, because there is a gezerah, a decree from Hashem, that eventually a mace, one who dies, is forgotten from the people who are mourning. Slowly but surely, the pain subsides and the mace is forgotten. But that's only true by a mace, by somebody who is dead. But if somebody is alive, it's just that people think he is dead. The gezerah of a mace to be mishtakeach min alev does not exist. And that's why Yaakov could not be comforted over Yosef, because Yosef was alive. They just thought that he was dead. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Ki ered el bani, I will go down because of my son, Ovel, in a state of mourning, Sha'ola, to my grave. I will never be comforted. Till I die, I will be in a state of mourning. According to this pshat, Sha'ola means my grave. Rashi brings down a second pshat, that the word Sha'ola means Gehenim. Yaakov was saying, I will go down in a state of mourning, Sha'ola, to Gehenim. Because until now, Yaakov had a haftacha, a promise, that if none of his children die during his lifetime, then he will not see Gehenna. But now that Yosef has died, he does not have this assurance anymore. He does not have this haftacha that he will not see Gehenna. That's why he said at this point that I will go down in a state of mourning, she'ola, to Gehenna. Vayevk oisei aviv, and his father cried over him. Who is his father referring to? It is referring to Yaakov's father, Yitzchak, was crying over the pain that Yaakov was going through. Yitzchak knew that Yosef was alive, but he did not tell Yaakov. He said to himself, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Yaakov, obviously he did not want Yaakov to know. Therefore, I won't either tell Yaakov. But he was crying over the pain of Yaakov. It does not say that he was mourning, because he knew that Yosef was alive. And the Madonim sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, to Potiphar, Siris Paroi, one of the head servants of Paroi, Sar HaTabochim, the Sar of the butchers, the official who was ahead of the butchers of the Shechtei Behemoth HaMelech, the ones who slaughter the king's animals. The pasuk over here seems to call the nation that sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, Midonim. Like the pasuk says, "Veham midonim machru oisai el mitzrayim." Although earlier in pasuk chavches, the pasuk says, "Vayavru anoshim midyonim," not midonim. Mizrahi says that although Midon and Midyon are two separate nations, like the pasuk says in Parshas Chayesara, by the Bnei Keturah, "Ve'es Midon ve'es Midyon," since they were brothers, the Torah considers them as one nation, and their names can be interchangeable. Sometimes the Torah might call them Midonim, and sometimes Midyonim, but it is all referring to the same people. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Eskutantoi, they removed off Yosef Eskutantoi, Zechaloik, this is referring to his undershirt, and then they removed Eskesoynes HaPasim, Hu Shehosef Le'aviv, this is the garment that Yaakov added to Yosef, Yoser Al Echav, more than the rest of the brothers. V'habor reik, the pit was empty, ain't by mayim, there was no water in it. Mimash mashenemar v'habor reik, once the pasuk tells us that the bar was empty, ain't yodea she'ain by mayim, don't I already know that there was no water in the pit? Ma tamad loymar ain't by mayim, what is the pasuk telling me that there was no water? Mayim ain't by, there was no water, aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh by, but snakes and scorpions there were. B'derech drush, some of us may explain this mayim chazal, because sometimes people might think that I won't learn Torah, but I can still be a good Jew. Therefore, Chazal tell us, Mayim ain't boy. If there's no Mayim in this person, Mayim referring to Torah, Nechoshim v'akravim yesh boy, then there is Nechoshim v'akravim. Without Torah, a person cannot be a good Jew. Mayim ain't boy, Nechoshim v'akravim yesh boy. Zog Rashi, Urchas Yishma'elim, Kitagumai Shiyoras, Urchas means a caravan, like Targum says, Shioras. Al Shem Holche Orech. Since a caravan is always traveling on the road, therefore it is called Miloshin Orech, Urchas. Ugmalehem Noisim, and their camels were carrying, Loma Pirsim HaKosav Esmasom, why does the Torah let us know what they were carrying? Lohidia Matan Schorim Shel Tzadikim, to tell us what the reward of Tzadikim is. She'ein Darkon Shel Arbayim Loses Elanei Ve'itron Cherechen Ra, because the normal manner of Arabs is to carry Neft and Itron that are foul-smelling Besamim. Ulezen is Damnu Besamim, and this one for Yosef, it was prepared good-smelling Besamim. Shelo Yuzak Me'reach Ra, in order that he should not be hurt from the bad smell. Nechoyos, kol kenuse besamim harbe kar nechoyos. Any collection of different types of spices are called nechoyos. Bechein vayarm es kol beis nechoyso. He showed them his whole house of besamim. Merkachas besamim, his collection of besamim. Vonkelis tergum loshen shava. Vonkelis explains that it means wax. Utsri, sarav hanoitev me'atzak tof. Sap that drips from the ketuf tree. V'hu notof hanimne im samonik ha-ketores. And this is referred to as notof in Parshas Kisisa by the spices of the ketores. One of the 11 spices of the ketores is notof. V'loit, lutisa shemoy b'loshen mishnah. In the Lashon HaMishnah, it is called lutisa. For Rabbeinu Pirshu, our Rabbanim explain, sherish esev, it is a root of an herb. U'shmoy astroluzja b'mesech nanida. Ma betza, Yehuda said, ma betza, ma momain, what monetary gain do we have by selling him? Kitagumain. Vechisino es domai, venalim es misosai, by hiding his death. Vayishmu echov, and his brothers accepted his word. Vekabilu mine, as Targum says, they accepted it from him. Vechol shmiya shi kabolos dvarim, anytime we have the word shmiya in the Torah, which means an acceptance, kigoin zeh, like this, ukigoin vayishma Yaakov elaviv, and Yaakov accepted the words of his father, naseh, we will do venishma, and we will accept, all of them miturgam nekabel. Targum teaches it nekabel, which means accept. Vekoshu shmiya sa'ozen, and anytime the word vayishma is referring to just hearing of the ear. Kigon vayishmu es koil Hashem alakim misalech bagan. They heard the voice of Hashem in the garden. For Rivka shemas, and Rivka heard. Vayishma Yisrael, Yisrael heard. Shomati es telunais. I heard the complaints of Klal Yisrael. Kulam miturgam vishamu. All of them have a targum vishamu, vishamat, vishama, shemiya kadomai. It does not say vikabel, but rather a loshen of shema. So when the pasuk means a kabbalas dvarim, Targum says v'kabilu. And when the pasuk is telling us that they just heard, then Targum says v'shama. Vayavu anoshim midyanim, zuhi shayora acheres. This was a different caravan, not the Yishmaelim. Vodiyachah kosov shenimkar po'omim harvim. The pasuk is letting us know that Yosef was sold many times. Vayimshechu b'nei Yaakov es Yosef min habor. And the children of Yaakov pulled Yosef out of the bar. Vayimkeru le'Yishmaelim. And they sold Yosef to the Yishmaelim. Vayishmaelim le'midyanim. And the Yishmaelim sold Yosef to the Midyanim. Vayimidyanim le'mitzrayim. And the Midyanim sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. Vayyoshua Ruvain. Ruvain returned to the bar. Over mechirasa le'hayasham. But by the sale, he was not there. Sheigia yoimoy le'lech u'lishamish es aviv. Because it was his turn to go help his father. He was busy with his sackcloth and his fast, because he switched the bed of his father. And he said, where will I escape the pain of my father? And they took a seir izim, a goat, and dipped the ksoinas pasim in the blood of the goat, because the blood of a goat is similar to the blood of a person. Hakutoines. The pasuk says Hakutoines. Zeshema. That's the name of a shirt. Kutoines. Ukishihi devuka leteva acheres. But when the word kutoines is attached to another word, kigoin, kisoines Yosef, kisoines pasim, kisoines bad, nokut kisoines. When the word is alone, the nekudos are kutoines. But once it's attached to another word, then the nekudos are kisoines, like kisoines Yosef, kisoines pasim, and kisoines bat. Vayomer and Yaakov said, kisoines bini hizu, this is the kisoines of my son. Chaya ruach halosu, a wild animal consumed him. Nitznitza boy ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh entered into Yaakov's words. Soifo sheteskara boy eshes paitifar. At the end, Eishes Potiphar will start up and try to be mezana with Yosef, and that's what he meant by Chayaro Achalosu. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Yaakov that Yosef was alive? Lefi Shacharimu, since the brothers put in Cherim, the Kalalu, and cursed, as Kol Mishi Yigale, anybody that will tell Yaakov that Yosef is alive. And they included HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this cherem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Yaakov. Yitzchak did know that Yosef was alive. Omar, he said, Heich agale, how can I reveal it to Yaakov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't a roitzer legalos loy, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to reveal this information to Yaakov? And he mourned over Yosef Yamim Rabin for many years. It was 22 years from the time that Yosef separated from his father until Yaakov saw him again when he came down to Mitzrayim. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Yosef ben Shmasre Shona. Yosef was 17 when he was sold. Uben Shloshim Shona Haya Ba'amde Lifnei Farai. And he was 30 when he stood before Pari as the viceroy. V'sheva shnei haseva, plus 7 years of plenty. Ushnosayim harov, and 2 years of the hunger. Kishavo Yaakov l'Mitzrayim, when Yaakov finally came down to Mitzrayim. Harei chof bei shana. It totals 22 years, from the age of 17 until the age of 39. Kineged chof beishona shloi kayim Yaakov kibravo ein. Corresponding to the 22 years that Yaakov did not respect his father and honor his father when he was in Lavan's house. Chof shona shohayim bebeis Lavan. For 20 years he was in Lavan's house. Ubeishona baderech. And 2 years on the road bishuvoi mebeis Lavan. When he was returning from Lavan's house. Shona vachatzi. Basukois. A year and a half. In Sukkos, v'shisha chadoshim be'beis kel, and 6 months in beis kel, totaling 2 years on the road. V'zehu she'omer l'lavon. That's why Yaakov said to Lavon, "Zeh li esrim shana be'beisecha. This is to me these 20 years in your house. Lihain, they are mine. Olaihain, they are upon me. V'seifi l'lukos kenegdon, because at the end I will be punished for these years. These 20 years in your house are upon me, because I will be punished, and my son Yosef will be taken away from me for the amount of years that I was away from my father." V'chol ben Yosef and all his daughters arose to comfort him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achoyes to Umos Noldu im Kol Shevet V'Shevet. Rabbi Yehuda says a twin sister was born with every Shevet, the Nosum, and the Shvatim married these twin sisters. This does not mean that Reuven married the sister of Shimon, because that would be a sister Beimina Av, Beimina Aim. They would be sharing the same father and the same mother. But rather, it means that Reuven, for example, could marry the daughters of Bilhah, Zilpah, or Rachel. And vice versa, Bilhah's sons could marry the daughters of Leah. But it does not mean that Reuven would marry a sister that was Beimina Av, Beimina Aim. Rav Nechemya Omer, Knanios Hayu. Rav Nechemya says that they married Knanios. Elamahu v'chol benoisav. What does the pasuk mean, his daughters? Kaloisav, it is referring to his daughter-in-laws. She'ein adam nimne melikrech l'chasnoi benoi. A person calls his son-in-law my son. Ulekaloisai, and his daughter-in-law bitoi, he calls his daughter. So when the pasuk says v'chol benoisav, it is not referring to his daughters, but rather his daughter-in-laws. Vayimoyin lesnachem, he refused to be comforted. A person does not accept consolation on someone who is alive and he thinks that he's dead. Shalames, concerning one who is really dead, nigzera gzera, there is a decree from Hashem, sheyishtakech min alev, that eventually the pain will be forgotten from the heart. V'loy alachai, but not on somebody who is really alive. And since Yosef was alive, the gzera did not apply, and Yosef was not forgotten from Yaakov's heart. Ered albani, kimay albani, I will go down albani concerning my son as an avail to my grave. Baharba el mishamshim b'loshin al. Many times we find the word el that is used as al. El shol vel beis hadomim, concerning shol and the beis hadomim. El hilokah ha'orin, concerning the taking of the aron elikin. Ve'el mois chamia v'isha, and concerning the death of her father-in-law and her husband. Here also, Yaakov said, Ered elbani, I will go down because of my son, avel as a mourner sha'ola. Avel sha'ola, kipshutai, lashon kever. According to the simple meaning, sha'ola means to my grave. Be'ivli ekover, in my mourning I will be buried. V'lo yisnachem kol yomai, I will not be comforted all my days. U'midrashoi, the medrash says, gehenim. Sha'ola means Gehenim. Simen zeh hayomosu biyadim mipi agvura. This simen was given in my hand from Hashem. Im lo yomos echad mibonei b'chayai. If one of my children do not die in my lifetime, muftachani, I am assured, she'eni roya Gehenim, that I will not see Gehenim. But since now Yosef has died, I am not assured that I will not see Gehenim. That's why Yaakov said, I will go down as a mourner to Gehenim. And his father cried over him. Yitzchak was crying because of the agony of Yaakov. He did not mourn because Yitzchak knew that Yosef was alive. The one who slaughters the king's animals. Not like Targum says, Rav Katolaya, the head executioner, but rather Tabochim means the head of the butchers.